What's up, everybody? This is the one and only Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love. Today is September 2nd. It is Friday. Hey, you know what time it is, baby. It's the weekend. It's time to unwind. You know what I'm saying? It's time to get yours in. It's time to do what you do, when you do, how you do. And I thank you if you're doing it right here with me on Trey Love Radio. Y'all, it's a beautiful day today. You know what I'm saying? Sitting out here at the Sugar Shack. You know what I'm saying? Sunny California. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Doing it like, I'm going to just tell you straight up, you know, like straight up, like how a real house husband is supposed to like really do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, ladies, I want to put a little message out there, you know what I'm saying, and keep it clear, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you ladies get a full understanding of it, you know what I'm saying? For you women out there talking about, I ain't going to take care of no man. See, that's probably why you ain't got one. Let me say that again, right? Because I'm going to repeat what y'all say. I ain't finna take care no man. That's probably why you ain't got one, because you ain't going to take care of one. You understand what I'm saying? Think about what you just said. How you going to have a dog if you ain't going to take care of the dog? How you going to have a baby if you ain't going to take care of the baby? You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson, the greatest entertainer in the world that ever lived life, said it in a song. If you can't feed the baby, then don't have the baby. So to you ladies out there, you know what I'm saying, that shouting at them, you know, and I ain't finna take care of no man. Look, I am high maintenance. You're going to have to take good care of me. I am hell on wheels. You hear me? But I'm going to do my part. I'm going to do my part. I say I'm going to do my part. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to cook. You know what I'm saying? That's first of all, you ain't going to be worrying about going hungry or dang. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm going to get up in the morning with you, baby. I'm going to make sure you're good. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to cook. I'm going to talk to y'all sweet and everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to help you out. You know, everything you need. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get you packed up and get you out there to work. You know, because, I mean, somebody got to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, we can maintain. See, we can maintain this. Cause you know what I'm saying? I'm doing my part. Like I said, the ultimate house husband, see? Like, what it really is, you know what I'm saying, it's just how things just happened. I didn't predict the future. I did dream of this as a, you know, in my youth. Dang, I would love to be. Why come I can't be home taking care of the house, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm able to be, you know, live from the Sugar Shack, you know what I'm saying? And I got all three of them off to work today, and I appreciate all three of my lovely ladies, all of my women, Legs and the two other bras. They're my babies. I love them women, man. They take good care of me. But see, here go the deal. What I did was I traded places on them. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, today we have a very special artist in the house, you know what I'm saying, with affiliation from this wonderful music, from this, I mean, truly the Michael Jackson of our time. You know what I'm saying? A great artist who was discovered by, you know, Mr. AJ Alexander. Here is that artist, Mr. Usher Raymond. And this song is truly dedicated to the woman and the women that I sincerely love. Ladies, I need to stay home, okay? So you get out there and do what you need to do so we can do what we need to do. This is from me to y'all.
Hey, I know what you're used to. We're going to do something different tonight. Gonna open my door, and I'ma reach over and open.
sweet, sweet water. When it's time, about to get at 12 place. This is the fourth quarter. Some people sit right there and can't say what's on their minds. Some people wanna freak, some are just too damn shy. With me, that's not the deal. Girl, I say how I feel. Wanna see something I like? I'm gonna keep it real. For instance, you look like food. I won't put you on my plate.
Would you like that?
Stuff you up with some biscuits and go on and eat you bed.
Would you like that,
girl? Make it rain. Grab my ears and pull my face.
Tonight
I'll be giving you brain. Take their time. Some people procrastinate. Some people bump and grind. Cause they wear that foreplay. But it's like that green to me. Lick it and roll it, babe. Six is like dope to me. So let's get it cracking, baby.
For instance, you look like food.
Ooh,
put
yummy.
You on my plate.
Stop you up with some biscuits. And go on and tell you.
Until you make it rain.
Only R. Kelly, man. You know what I'm saying? Chicago's finest. Y'all know how we do it. The king, the piper of R. I'm stepping in the king of R&B, man. Can't nobody mess with Kelly, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot of wonderful artists out there, great R&B singers, man, entertainers, but, you know, something about that Kelly, man, stand the test of time. I think my personal opinion is because it's just songs like that, man, you're going to keep it real, you know what I'm saying? Going to represent and come clean, you know what I'm saying, with everything you do. And just speaking of being real and coming clean, man, if you're going to be clean and you think you're going to do something, man, y'all better make sure y'all on hand for the all-black affair tomorrow night, y'all. Tomorrow it goes down, September 3rd, 2011, 8 o'clock p.m., Labor Day weekend, man. I know y'all been hearing about what's going on, man, you know what I'm saying? It's a little controversy and all this stuff, and people do things, but I'm going to tell you, Trey is on the side of love, man, and that's love all people, man, you know what I'm saying? But this is the one that I'm co-hosting, the L.A. Athletic Club, 431 West 7th Street, man. It goes down, man. You know what I'm saying? Los Angeles, California. Be there, be sweat, man. It's going to be all black, y'all. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be representing y'all. Downtown Los Angeles, California, 90014. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be representing, man. Don't think You know what I'm saying? I ain't been grinding, you know what I'm saying, and getting things together, you know, because, I mean, I got to appeal to my fans, man, you know, my ladies, y'all. Y'all been just holding your boy down, man. I appreciate y'all so much, you know what I'm saying? So, yes, I'm going to be on hand co-hosting this affair, ladies, for dances, pictures, you know what I'm saying? Everything you need me for, you know what I'm saying? You can touch me, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to touch you back, you feel me? You heard me, so it's going to go down, you know what I'm saying? All Black Affair tomorrow night, man. It's going to be tight, you know what I'm saying? Got to shout out everybody on the list with me. First of all, I want to start with the man who put this thing together, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Pernell Clark. Give him a live Trey Love shout-out, man, just for, I mean, all the things that, you know, he cracked. And if you know anything about his affairs, the Impresario Group, man, you know what I'm saying, you know that it's really, you know what I'm saying, an illustrious thing, you know what I'm saying, and I'm blessed and glad to be a part of such a neat group of people, you know what I'm saying, people that are decent, you know what I mean, hardworking and about doing something and letting people that want to just go out and have a good time and really do it grown and sexy, you know what I'm saying, like none of that riffraff, you understand what I'm saying, so fellas, make sure you come out, you know, have your best on, player, you know what I'm saying, get your black on, you know what I mean, because we really want the players to represent, because I'm going to just say straight up to the fellas that's listening, like for real, if you want to see some beautiful sisters, you understand, I mean, fellas, I really can't get them all. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to need some assistance with this. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I got three of my own I'm trying to keep tame right now. You see what I'm saying? They hard to keep down. I got three right now that just won't give me no room. So, see what I'm saying? I'm just going really to mingle because I got so many things going on already. But, fellas, I really need y'all to come out, man. I mean, we have a major, major ticket sales for females just to let the fellas know for real, man, for real. This is where the league is going. B, you feel me? We got like over 1,000 tickets sold, man. Ladies are going to be in the building. The numbers are ladies, women. We looking for brothers to come out, you know what I'm saying? Brothers, put your jewelry and your touring on, you know what I'm saying? Go get that fresh cut, player, you know what I'm saying? Just go up the thing, get you know what I'm saying, get you some black pants and some shoes, you know what I'm saying, a shirt. However you got to do it, man, but you got to jazz, you know what I'm saying, to put on your pizzazz because you got to get on out there, man, you know what I'm saying, and represent. Like I said, it's the L.A. Athletic Club, 431 West 7th Street. I'm going to be co-hosting that, man, you know what I'm saying, for Neil Clark put this together. So let me give you the shout-outs of the names of the other co-hosts that are going to be in tail and in line with me, ensuring that you have a blast. First of all, ladies, there's model Mr. Brad Rush. Yeah, that's for y'all. We got to keep it for the ladies, not for real. Fellas, Tasha Sims, Monica Cervantes, Kathy Lockhart, you know, Kim Williams, Bodybuilder, you know what I'm saying? I mean, fellas, you know what I'm saying? Lori Brady, and last, definitely not least, you know what I'm saying, a management of mine. I see what you're doing over there, Lakeisha Harris, you know what I'm saying? She got some stuff cracking. We're going to be doing a lot of work together as far as the comedy game. She has some stuff lined up for me, so it's going to be some promoters meeting with me. But just to give the whole name to the group, man, to let y'all know, these people are major folks, you know what I'm saying, to Mr. Lane Cooper. You know, my cousin, EJ Photography, Eric Johnson, and to my homeboy, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Giovanni Young, and Mr. Marvin Lawton, you know what I'm saying, just to name a few, y'all, but it's a whole group of like-minded, go-getting African-American people that won't take no for an answer. You got to give Fennell credit. If you really knew what the man went through behind the scenes to make some of these things happen, you'd really be impressed, you know what I'm saying, so... You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling and digging this style, you know, and I'm lay low, you know what I'm saying, with mine. So, you know what I'm saying? Trey Love trying to work with his. You work with yours. But, yeah, keep it pushing, man. I just want to make sure you can work with what you're working with because I'm damn sure working with what I can work with. You feel me? Let's get ready for this Saturday night, man. Labor Day weekend. All black stuff, man. You better be ready because I'm going to be ready.
Você sempre quer que eu falo coisa pra você. O que você quer agora? Você sempre tá querendo coisa. Ah, agora eu entendo.
Uhum.
Ah, você quer que eu faça isso? Ok. Tá bem.
I can be a little picky. Blame the sticky icky. Pick a bottle, get a glass. Down and sippy sippy. I see you, baby, keep bouncing on your tippy toes. When the beat drop, dip and make the booty roll. Cold piece of work, filling out your mini skirt. It's Saturday night, you probably wear that shit to church. You sick of lame dudes fronting with attitude, talking about their rims and all they damn tennis shoes. I got some grown man game for your Bluetooth. I'm hot, middle of winter, coupe, no roof. You used to sushi, vino, and some calamari. You want a nigga that might grow up and be somebody. OT, resorts by the sea. Sand between your toes, umbrellas in your drink. Worldwide AM, hit me on the Gmail. I brought my boy with me, so bring another female.
Diamonds on my fingers, a couple on my toes. Walked into the party and seen so many arms. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that? To the A, we speeding on the freeway. In the stretch LS, baby, we hood fellas. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Let me do my job, girl, don't make it easy for me. Tomorrow morning, make my eggs with onions cheesy for me. Come get the keys to the suite up at the Sophie Tale. It's room 1024, and I'm gonna meet you there. Take a bubble bath, get the robe out the closet and wait for me. Don't think that I'm afraid to toss that you hate for me. Stand you up, it makes you nauseous. I'm late, but can't go to sleep because your pussy gorgeous. It's quick, baby. I done dropped the DJ. You might see me in GA, just showing off my LA. So many apple bottom freaks showing belly. I might give her my cellie and take her to the telly. She in the double tree suites with her hands on her hips, a look in her eye and a smile on her lips. It's that southern hospitality. That's my reality. We hit the Waffle House and finish with some alizé.
Diamonds on my fingers, a couple on my toes. Walked into the party and seen so many arms.
Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Cali to the A, we speeding on the freeway. In the stretch LS, baby, we hood fellas.
Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Five in the morning.
I'm having fun.
such a good time, man. I'm super, like, duper excited, man. You know what I'm saying? I have a very, very, very special guest on the line today with me. She's on the line right now waiting in queue to explode and talk to you. But before I bring her on, I want to make a couple of quick announcements. A lot of you know that, you know, my career has expanded over the years. Some of you that have been following me and rolling with me and just working with me and praying for me and praying with me and just being down and just being true through with me throughout the ups and downs of whatever parts of life I've had, but just still continuing to love and support me for my talent and for what I try to bring, you know what I'm saying, the gift that God gave me that I feel is my gift to give to you. So I just want to thank all of you that are really supporting me right now, i.e., Monica Hughes, you know what I'm saying? She's back with Trey Love Radio. She's going to be getting a lot of different guests lined up for you coming, you know what I'm saying, this upcoming month. Also, there's the person who actually, I mean, I got to give shouts out and credit where it's due, man. There's a lot of people that have helped me even get to where I am today, you know, for this medium where I can reach you all in these aspects. And for EOTM listeners and for EOTM, you know what I'm saying, the family, the crew over there, y'all, Carla's going to be back on Trey Love Radio. We're going to be doing segments together again. So this is like, you know what I'm saying, and it's like we never really fell off, you know what I'm saying. You know, things happen in life, people. It's like Mary J. Blige and Puffy, you know what I'm saying. I was watching Mary's story, you know what I'm saying. People go through things in life, but, you know, one thing about the EOTM camp and one thing about Trey Love, and I'm not going to lie, y'all, as an individual, and I feel like a strong man. It don't matter, you know what I'm saying, what people try to push against me or what anybody has to say about me. I still believe in the talent that God gave me, and that makes me have belief in myself because I do know who I am, and I have self-love, and I will always push and grind for the better and for the best and for the people that are in my life to try to bring the best out of people, because that's all I'm about is the best, man. You know what I'm saying? Just getting it, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, Demia Scott over there, you know what I'm saying? The Best Entertainment, you know, they doing a big, you know what I'm saying, major host of the Black Party, you know what I'm saying, coming up tomorrow night. I got to keep shouting that out, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be big. But, yeah, Carla's going to be back, y'all. So look out for a lot of stuff on the EOTM camp. And I know you guys heard the interview I did on her artist, As It Is, the other day. You know what I'm saying? For those of you who do pay attention to what Trey Love got cracking, you know what I'm saying? She's a really hot artist. They got some major stuff coming up 2012. So just stay tuned for that, y'all. And make sure y'all stay tuned, you know what I'm saying, for the whole entirety of the show. I got some gossip coming, y'all, on T.I., you know what I'm saying? Also got some gossip on Will and Jada, for those of you who have not heard. Things is going down, you know what I'm saying? Hollywood is shaking up. Ain't nothing guaranteed. Who moved my cheese? The cheese is moved. So, you know what I'm saying? You better find love, give love, live love. And, you know what I'm saying, whoever you have got yourself with that you know that you love, you better stay with that person and give that person your all, because all is all you got, you know what I'm saying? And when you learn and realize that all these other people don't matter, you and that one person matter, it's cool, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, it's just as you grow in life. I ain't saying that 25 do that. What I'm saying, when you're, you know what I'm saying, getting to a point in your life where things get serious, you know what I'm saying, you're going to need somebody to love you, you know what I'm saying, and somebody to be able to hold you down, you know what I'm saying? And that's just real. So, and people say, you know, you start settling and this and that, and that's about settling, man. Sometimes in life you get settled in who you are, you know what I'm saying? You find the contentment into who you are, and that is not for anyone else to judge or say, oh, this should be your contentment. I know what my contentment is, so stay off of mine, you dig. Whew. Just had to not even get something off my chest. I just, like, let the creator deliver messages through me, so that was for somebody. I don't even know who it was for, but I'm feeling good right now because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to just tell you about this artist who I'm bringing to the table. The young lady's name is Cheryl Boyd. And I'm going to just give you a little background on who brought her to me. You understand what I'm saying? There's a gentleman by the name of AJ Alexander who, again, is known for bringing us Usher, man. And Usher, I mean, there's really, like, when you say the word Usher, that's like some words you say that are iconic. And let's just keep it 100. You say the word Usher, iconic. You say the word Beyonce, iconic. You say the word, you know, Michael. You don't even have to say Jackson. You say Michael, and everybody knows who you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? These guys and these talents are so awesome that they have iconicized themselves. So, you know what I'm saying? For a person such as AJ to, you know, to be able to have an ear and an eye for talent, you know, such as he has. You know, he's worked with the likes of Eddie Murphy. He's worked with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, you know what I'm saying? AJ's worked with Johnny Gill. AJ is a very connected brother, and I just happen to be blessed to have met AJ many moons ago. You know, we don't feel our age, you know what I'm saying, because we're in our late 20s at this point, and, you know, it's not good for everybody to know where we are in age, you know what I'm saying, because we still want you to know that, hey, if you need a 25-year-old, we can play that character. I know I can. I don't even care. I can play it. What do you mean? I can play the character. I don't even give a shit. Anyway, enough of that. Just having a little fun. But, yeah, I'm starting bringing some sketches to Trey Love Radio, too. Trust, it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of different characters, a lot of different things going on, a lot of different phone calls, man. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. Y'all stay tuned. You know, it's going to be some major, major, major stuff coming. But, yeah, like I said, and AJ also, you know, I met him doing stand-up comedy, man, and he's feeling I'm a rocker. He wants me to finish my videos and stuff like that. So, you know, he's also the one who helped me get in from Justin McKelly, which was a 20th Century Fox film. He helped me get in my Big Fat Hip Hop Family, which was a Maverick film. You know, AJ has kind of been, you know, a catalyst and an aid and assist and, you know, kind of helping me build this Trey Love thing to even have my name today. You know what I'm saying? Even though I did get myself on Comic View. You know, a lot of entertainers, comics got on Comic View, but what did you do with it? Did you just settle and say, I had Comic View, or did you make something bigger, bolder, and beyond? And I am still continuing humbly to try to put forth the effort that, you know what I'm saying, is inside me to reach the masses, you know, and show people that, hey, you know what I'm saying, we, you know, there's room, you know what I'm saying, up there. And I'm going to keep it real. Y'all know it's competitive and stuff. I'm in L.A. now, but I got love for everybody, you know what I'm saying, touching that mic. I ain't trying to take nothing from nobody. I'm just trying to get what's already mine. You understand me, Church, because I'm a king. Oof, I just went on here to spit it like that because I had to. But, yeah, you know, that's a shout to my main man, AJ, for his part and portion in assisting people such as myself and Usher, you know what I'm saying, to really catapult me to the next level. So big shout out to him. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this young lady, Cheryl Boyd. Known as The Voice, Cheryl is an up-and-coming R&B singer in Atlanta, Georgia. Originally from Andrews, South Carolina, she left South Carolina State University in 2008 to pursue her music career. At age 14, Cheryl began working with Anthony Outlaw, whose band helped R&B superstar Usher get his record deal. Impressed by her talent and tenacity, Outlaw brought Cheryl to Atlanta to meet AJ Alexander in 2008. AJ, who was credited with discovering Usher, instantly recognized Cheryl's unique vocal abilities and put her into the same artist development program in which Usher was trained. In Alexander's Academy, Cheryl endured rigorous vocal and stage training along with a strong physical exercise program. After three dedicated years in the program, she headlined AJ's That's Tight TV showcase at Center Stage Theater in 2009. In high demand on the Atlanta music scene, Cheryl has been a featured vocalist at numerous live entertainment venues since her Center Stage appearance on May 5th, 2011. She released her first single, The Way I Feel, produced by Derek D.O.A. Allen and Ralph B. Stacey, who noticed her potential and came together for this amazing new talent. Allen and Stacey have produced for superstars Whitney Houston, Janet Jackson, Shirley Murdoch, Chaka Khan, Luther Vandross, Christina Aguilera, Drew Hill, and Bobby Brown, just to name a few. She is now ready to prove who she is, and you can currently expect great things from the simply amazing Cheryl Boyd. Ladies and gentlemen, that was this young lady's bio. I'm going to just tell you straight up, like I said, if I know what I know, this man has an ear for talent and eye for talent. And, man, I just, with all due love, respect, and everything, before I even play her cut, because her cut is cold. I'm going to just tell you, y'all, I've heard the cut. I've had it on repeat and in the crib. And I'm going to tell you, when you hear it, y'all going to be hitting me like, Trey, where can I get a copy of that? How can I get that? And don't worry, because I got her on the line. She's going to tell you all that. So I'm going to just bring her to the forefront and just introduce this wonderful young hot talent to Trey Love Radio. Young lady, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, how you doing?
All right, you sound all shy. You like, hi. What's this? Hi, she like, hi. I hear you over there, hi.
Yeah, this is my first radio interview.
Oh, yeah? It's your first one?
Yeah, my first one.
Well, oh, man, that is, like, awesome. I feel so honored to have the first one. This your okay, ladies and gentlemen, so live on Trey Love Radio, I got her first. And I'm going to tell you, hey, listen, I'm going to tell you straight up, you know what made me want to interview you? I was just on Facebook, you know, and always just seeing what AJ doing. You know what I'm saying? That's been my boy for, like, you know, 7 million years and everything. And I pushed play on your music, and I swear I had it on repeat, and I was mad because I couldn't. Like, you know how people, stuff go down, you know, and you don't share it and you don't lock it in? I was mad because I was like, damn, I want to get that song. And so, you know, when I got the email and I got the music, I ain't going to lie, I just ran around the house. I ain't even going to sing it yet. I'm going to let the song sing for itself because it's just that wonderful of a song. Girl, you're getting down. How many more tracks do you have?
Right now we're working on an album. I have one more track. It's a street single. We're debating, you know, when to put it out. That and then also two track I have is called The Way I Feel, not The Way I Feel, Who Loves You.
Okay.
And it made the soundtrack for the movie The United States of Autism.
Wow.
That's supposed to be coming, that movie is supposed to be coming out, I think, sometime in April. But Michael Buckholz, he produced and he and him wrote the song together. So hope everybody watch out for that also.
Okay, so. All right, I got a couple questions real quick. What was it like working with AJ? Because I know AJ, and I ain't going to lie, you got me beat. I think that's why my career ain't went nowhere. He be making me mad. I'm like, you know what, I am, I'm done. Like, you laughing because
yeah.
You know
AJ. AJ pulls songs like from the 1970s, stuff I ain't never heard before. And he's like,
right. Okay,
learn this, and then in 2 days he want to throw you on stage and want you to know the song and perform it. Like, you've been listening to it, like, all your life. That's
right.
Something you grew up on. Like, You Got the Love. That came out, like, in the 1970s. I'm only 23 years old.
Oh, my goodness. That was my next question. Y'all, she's a baby. Like, what? Oh, my God. See, that's, you know what? I'm really learning. Let me tell you what I'm learning. See, I have this thing. Like, I ain't going to lie. I'm going through what AJ going through. See, the difference is he's doing business. I'm dating younger women. So the thing is, like, I throw in some, like, get on up on the floor, hey, because we're going to boogie, oogie, oogie. Then I look at my girl and be like, and she'll be like. And I'll be like, damn, hold on. Like, you don't know the boogie, boogie. Hold on. I'll be like, stop, baby. Listen to the song. Boogie, you can't boogie no more, boogie. Boogie no more. Listen to my music. You know, she got to be ready to follow me. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that she can't follow me, you know, I understand. Like, I see AJ, we need to figure. I need to. When I call AJ on the phone, you know what? Let's call him right now. We're going to call AJ right now. No, because we got to call him. Because now that you know what I'm saying? Let me see. Call him. Okay, let me. Hold on. You know what, I'm going to play a song real quick. We're going to call AJ because we got to talk. And you know what, this is your first radio interview, young lady. You're 23 years old. You're a bright, shining star to come. And I'm going to play this song dedicated to you while we call and get your what is he? Because AJ, he the type of Negro. He got all kind of he your manager. Okay. That's the title he's using these days?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. AJ does a million things.
That's why I was even to say, what is he these days? So is he your manager?
Photographer, vocal coach.
Vocal coach. You know, he a stripper. What the hell, John? Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, hold on. This song dedicated to you. We're going to call AJ and we're going to ask him what his problem is. All right. This to you.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything, that I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy, cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. Moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. This is my moment, I just feel so alive.
Drop down to your knees. Your money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz. Doing target practice, all these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental. This supposed to be all year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping tones, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fucking me and Nicki, they getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it, I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is, cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Have this moment for life, for life, for life. In this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I could have this moment for life. My moment, I just feel so alive.
Ooh, baby, my baby, oh yeah.
back to Trey Love Radio, man. It is Krizakin right now, man. All on the line, man. Having a good time, man. Getting ready to get back on the vibe, man. It looks like we definitely got Cheryl Boyd in the building, you know what I'm saying? And AJ is not with us on the line yet. We had him, but you know the call dropped. But, hey, look here, we're having technical difficulties. But we have another young man in the house who is representing. What's up, bro? Tell the people yourself, man. You know, where you're from, what you got cracking, you know what I'm saying? What you think of Trey Love Radio and this fine artist that we have on set?
What's good, y'all? My name is Dre Sconey. I'm from Detroit, by way of Chicago. Currently stationed in ATL right now, working on the R&B, so I'm a singer. And, yeah, man, just taking my lessons from Mr. AJ over there and running with it.
Yeah, well, he's definitely the man to make that miracle happen for you, man. So have you been affiliated with Miss Cheryl Boyd?
Yes, me and Cheryl, like, you know, we're like brother-sister right now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
we're working
wow.
on records together. We're writing together. We're doing shows together. And
what's her name again?
Her
what's your name one more time?
Dre, D-R-E-Y, last name Sconey.
Yeah, we got to get you on, man. Send some of your music over, man.
Most definitely. No problem. No problem at all.
Yeah, for sure. So, Cheryl, have you and Dre done any duets together?
Not yet, but we're working on one. The name of it is called I Do. And that will be on the album also. It's a nice song, really nice wedding song.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a good wedding song. People are going to love it.
Ah, so it's a wedding song. So, Dre, how long have you been knowing AJ?
You mean Sinbad?
Nah, that's what I call him too, man. He do look just like Sinbad, man. We ragging on him. I'm so glad he's not on the line right now. Oh,
he gonna,
God, we
gonna
get
come
him
back.
Business.
He gonna come back. Don't worry. He gonna come back.
Oh, you already know. That's all he do is cap, man. Hey, that's all he do. He be ready all day. Like, okay, AJ, goddamn. He be ready, Sinbad.
I've been knowing AJ since, like, the end of 07, like this November or December of 07. When I first met AJ, and ever since then he's just been playing that coach, aka Sensei, is what I call him. So
yeah, AJ definitely gets a career moving, man. You know what I'm saying? He gave my career a great jump start. I mean, from nothing to like boom. You know what I'm saying? AJ one of them guys, man. And, you know, it's about like what I've learned is patience. You know what I'm saying? Like really, AJ taught me a lot. About, you know what I'm saying, the patience of the business, and it takes time, you know what I'm saying, all the talent in the world, but you know, you still got to do this, you got to do that, who's doing your headshots. AJ Hand walked me into an agent, you know what I'm saying, and got me, you know what I'm saying, where I am today. So that's the kind of work he'll do. And speaking of the menace, ladies and gentlemen, he is back on the line, so we're going to go on and let him in. So Mr. AJ Alexander for the first time on Trey Love Radio. What's up, AJ?
Well, what's up, Trey Love? Playboy comedy. Or are you retired?
So what's up, man? Talk to the people, man. Tell the people, you know what I'm saying? What's up with you? How you doing, man? It's been a minute since we chopped it up, man. What's up with you, bro?
Hey, man, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Blessed, working, you know, next to my new artist, Cheryl. You know, when I see someone I can believe in, you know, I got to go all the way, as i.e. you, you know what I mean? You took all my heat. Look at you now, TV star, movie star, radio star, and you got jokes of what I'm calling myself now. You know, you WKRPLA, man. But, you know, also, well, I'm proud of you, man. That's what I'm saying, you know. You know, Jay Sconey, you know, he got a beautiful song that he did on Cheryl, and that him and Cheryl wrote together and stuff like that, man. It's, you know, that's one of the reasons. Then, you know, of course, my boy, you know, D.O.A. and Ralph Stacey on her album. She's the next one, man. When I said the next one, they didn't believe me about Usher, but she's the truth. If not, I'll be back down on South Beach, man, doing photo shoots on the beach. You know me, Trey.
Yeah, that's why I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, AJ gonna hustle. The rest of y'all playing games, AJ gonna get it. AJ got it. AJ, You ever met anybody? I don't know if he got it like that, y'all. How many motherfuckers you know got two apartments in the same building?
Hey, man, you ain't supposed to be the ball with that air information. Trust up too
my
many
bad.
People know about
my
that,
bad.
Man.
My bad.
Yo, don't nobody
hey,
know that trade. You got with a brother.
My bad. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, you're calling a copy and shock over now, homie.
My bad. Hey, but that's why Sony laughing. Sony like, yeah.
That proves
I know AJ, because, hey, I don't care who you are. You ain't never go in that other apartment, but the other one.
Ain't nobody supposed to know
that. That's probably.
Right.
That's probably.
Hey, you was over there. If you even knew about the other place, you was there too much. All right, AJ, I'm sorry. That just proves I miss you, man. You know, my partner, bro. I just miss you, man. AJ.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I'm always bragging on you, like, to people about, like, yeah, my boy AJ. And you know what I'm saying? When they ask me, okay, well, you know, like, your affiliations, I tell a story, y'all, straight up, just to show you how powerful this dude is, man. Like, I'm at the conga room, you know what I'm saying? Oh, no name, Trey Love, y'all, actor, comedian out here just messing off and stuff. And that, somebody tells me, hey, Eddie Murphy's here, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I immediately, like, you get out here so much, you know, you really don't get starstruck anymore. But Eddie Murphy is the true catalyst behind why I even do stand-up comedy, you know what I'm saying? And so when I saw him, and I was like, I asked somebody to get his attention. And I said, hey, you know AJ Alexander? And his, I swear, y'all, Eddie was like, yeah. And I said, yeah, he's a friend of mine. He told me to say your name. If I met you, can I get a picture with you? And the picture I got on Facebook right now is dropping AJ's name way out here in Los Angeles, California. So, yo, I mean, I mess with him because I can. That's my boy. But straight up, y'all, AJ is a powerful dude. Don't slip on him, for real.
Yeah. Nah, you know how it is, Trey, man. When you sit there, it's all about connections and the respect of people that you know and people respect. That's like... all the comedians and stuff that I put in movies and stuff, they didn't follow my lead, but you did. You know what I mean? And you know, how many people did I get SAG? Over 39 people SAG, you know, black people at that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, I tell people they can listen or they're not. But I think that with Cheryl, she's humble, she listens, she works hard, man. I train her like she's in the Marines, dude. Train like she's in the Marines. And Jay Stoney, he done been through my boot camp and stuff, man. And what I want you to do, though, I'm going to do this. They did a very beautiful ballad, man, that she did, that Dre, they wrote together, man. And since you're going to be on the show for an hour, Dre, just send him a copy of it over there, man.
Okay. For sure.
Hey, Dre, let me ask you. You out here in L.A., right?
Yeah, I'm here in L.A. till Saturday. Just tomorrow.
Okay, okay, cool. Well, I live out here, man. We'll probably link up, you know what I'm saying, a little later on just to chop it up, man, because it's a lot going on, man. And we all can network this thing, man. And see, the thing that people like AJ, the reason why they prosper is because they give. You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to share AJ on mute. I'm going to share Dre on mute. And I'm going to let this young lady take over and introduce her song. And then I'm going to play her hot single. The way I feel. You go for it, lady. I'm even shutting myself down. You introduce your own track, baby. Your first time on the radio, you let the world know who you are. You introduce your music, lady. The floor is yours. I'm out.
Hi, everyone. My name is Cheryl Boyd, and this is my first single, and it's called The Way I Feel. I hope you guys enjoy it. I love it. Thanks, VOA, for... it's an incredible song, and hope you guys enjoy it. It's called The Way I Feel.
Do I? off of my mind when I'm laying here with him at night, and he's touching me, and I'm wishing it was you. Why? And I look into his eyes, I see you looking back at me, and it hurts so bad, 'cause I'm in love with you.
Okay, I'm about to bust. It's like I told y'all. Did y'all hear the magnificence in that damn song? I feel like I just been about to bust. Had it on repeat, girl. This is the hottest. Cheryl.
Yes.
Where you at? Where is you at? It's talking about making somebody feel like that. Like, look, baby, your game tight. You like telling your other man, like, look, like, I know I'm wrong. I know that I'm wrong. You understand what I'm saying? I shouldn't even feel like this. But can I just be in love right now?
Yeah.
That's how you playing? Man, let me bring AJ on the line and talk. We gonna talk about this. This is 23 years old. This is a little young lady right here. Yes. AJ.
Yeah,
That's a beautiful song, bro. That song was beautiful, man.
Yeah, man. So, you know, with the song, it's one of them songs that, you know, it takes a lot. Trust me, we had to point a gun at her to get her to sing, and that's how kind of, like, humble she is. Like, I don't want to sing that. We're not. Keep singing.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, and it's just, you know, a unique voice with a unique style. You know what I mean? Real R&B. Like, she can, when she do shows, shout out to Atina at Barley's, the manager at Barley's and stuff. We have shows. Cheryl can go 3 hours, man. Nonstop hits, just bringing it. That's what makes her a true R&B artist. And,
wow.
You know, she can get on stage, and the people that she has shows lined up with right now is in the works. She's a major artist. You know, she can deliver that crowd. And, you know, so it's, you know how I train them, Trey?
Yep, I damn sure do. I damn sure do. You better believe that. Yes, sir.
And so, you know, and you put the, you know, you got to, and this is the funny thing about it. She's so powerful on stage. How I end up singing in the band is that I can't find a male singer that can sing with her, so I have to do it. So the coach got to come in the game.
Well, AJ, you know what, man? Hey, AJ, just to tell you, man, remember back in the day, you know, when I used to come over and you used to be like, Trey, you could sing. You know, I told you I'm applying to that now, man.
So what now?
I say I'm applying. Remember I used to come over and sing over to the, you know, to the spot when you used to have the music and stuff?
Oh, yeah, the studio? Hey,
yeah.
Don't give up any more addresses, man. You have people popping up at my place, man.
No, I ain't tell them where it was. I ain't tell them where it was. I just told them, hey, I just told them how it was. Let me bring Dre back on the line. Dre. Hey, Dre, I didn't tell them where it was. I told them how it was. I ain't tell them where it was.
Oh, I know, Dre, you know, Dre know, I'm very discreet.
Right. And you know what? In this line of work, we got to be. But, AJ, just to tell you, man, I've really been investing in my music, man, and I appreciate the love you showed me on my track. I'm a rocker, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, most definitely, man. Appreciate it. You know what, though? But I'm going to hook you and I'm going to hook you, Dre Stoney, and Cheryl up to do a record.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Y'all heard it live on Trey Love Radio. I mean, I'm getting down, baby. Hey, real quick, AJ, I know you got a roll, man, but I'm going to play this cut real quick. Stoney, stay on the line. Cheryl, stay on the line. This from me to y'all, man, and I'm humbled by that, and I cannot wait to get in the studio, y'all. We're going to do some major PR on this. I got to get my whole family lined up on this. This song is dedicated to AJ, Dre Stoney, Cheryl, and myself, to the EOTM crew, to all the people that support and love me, man. Hey, this song is dedicated to y'all, man, because it's about to go down, man, on tour. Y'all already heard it live worldwide with AJ Alexander. Y'all going to see me doing it, baby, shining.
L.A., Vegas, connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm in bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock, I'm a rock.
Show you gave me some, but I won't. going home. Make your body shake and quiver. Good love in, I deliver. Freaky, I got mirror. Can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here. She's my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a man so I can bury me into you. That's how I do. In a few, I pursue. I think straight love you.
Damn. What?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rock.
Between the beat and the club, I'm a boss, I'm straight love.
It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul, but hard like a revolver. Invent the problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
It's the LA Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gonna rock.
Hit works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock.
Feel what? Trey Love hot single dropping right now, y'all. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Man, welcome back to Trey Love Radio. I'm super excited, man. I just cannot wait to get on
Trey Love.
What's up?
You stupid, man. That record is... now, for your video, all you needed that suit on you had the other night on CSI. That's what you got on CSI. That's all you need for that video right there.
Put the pimp suit on. I'm going to rock her. I'm going to roll her. I'm going to get him, y'all. Y'all don't even understand,
yeah.
Man. Hey, AJ, I got a jet lined up out here, man. I got a club, man. The video, man. I'm telling you, man. That's why I'm really waiting on stuff, man. Cause I also let me play this one more cut for you real quick. It's only a minute and 50 seconds, but this is going to show you how I'm flowing too. And I'm back on the course real quick. And I want Dre Ski to check this out too, man. We finna get out, y'all.
Yeah.
Something about being Trey Love. They asked me how I do it. This the best explanation I could give you.
Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on.
Get your Trey game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray, thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me, Trey, love a boy, king, got Gilroy, make your girl think about me like I'm her toy, I bring joy, satisfaction with no distraction, I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D, I'm a celeb, baby, that means a star, make you redefine the definition of who you are, limitless, the narrow will tell you how far, you think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby, God gave you a good game, and that's 5G, baby, keep everybody laughing, feet tapping, be so your girl, for you know what happened, virgin tight game, keep them clapping, hit the gym in my book, keep my mind and body strong, my Trey Love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your Trey game on, get your Trey game on, get your Trey game on, get your Trey game on.
What you think, Cheryl? I want Cheryl to tell me what she thinks.
I like it.
You like it, Cheryl?
I like it.
Good, long as Cheryl likes it. Dre Ski, what's up?
What up, though?
Yeah, what you feeling that track, man? We're going to get on that?
For sure, man. Let's make it happen.
I got the instrumental. I got the producer, everything, man. I'm right here. I'm wide open. So, AJ, what you think, man?
I think you sound like Lil Wayne Daddy.
I knew he was going to say something, dog.
Big Wayne. Big Wayne.
Big Wayne.
It's hot, though, dog. It's hot, man. It's hot. Come on.
Big Wayne.
Dre, you stupid.
Big Wayne. I think you sound like Big Wayne.
But Trey, man, I really appreciate the love, man, you're showing for, you know, for Cheryl, man. And like I said, I gotta, you know, shout out to her band, That's Tight Band, all the fellas and stuff, man. You know, Danny, Mackie, Neil, Xavier, Dwayne, you know, Torrance, all the guys, Cheney, all the guys have been there, man, to help, you know, with Cheryl, the development and everything else. And you know, you got the good, great support system. You know, Sconey, the artist himself, man, he's dope, but he's bringing, you know, the flavor, like you said. You know, Dre, emailing that ballad that you and Cheryl did, I want you to play that so you can really hear nothing but piano and voice. You know, and that's Dre Sconey on the piano, and he produced the vocals and stuff, and I really want you to hear that. You know, it's the only time I'm going to authorize that joint to be played, but it's a beautiful song.
So you don't want it to be played yet?
No, you can play it. I'm authorized for Dre to sit on your show.
Okay, cool. Hey, so peep this, man. I'm going to just get, you know how we do, man. AJ, it's been a lot of years, man. AJ, we've just been through the trenches together, bro. I mean, I was telling somebody, you know, about after that that gentleman committed suicide, you know, I was telling people about, I did a show about it, and I was telling people about Floyd Reeves, one of the people that got you and me started, like, way back in the day and everything, and how the pressures of some stuff in this business, you know, can really get to you. So I just want to say to people like Cheryl and Dre, you know, you're young and you have your youth, but remember to maintain, no matter what, maintain your life. Never lose who you are. You know what I'm saying? Because it's you know, it's just stuff out here, man. And I mean, as artists, I just want to tell you all to be careful and make sure you put your life into its perspective. You know, the business is gonna happen for you. Your major talents, you're messing with the right people to really majorly do some stuff. But just don't ever let anything get you that down. Stay away from, like, you know, the drugs and the ills, you know, and just put, you know, make sure you keep things in perspective. So that's just the advice I want to give both of you young artists coming into this game. You feel me?
Yeah,
appreciate that, man.
No, that's real.
Yeah, that's real. Trey, you got to put that clip on with your CSI and that pimp suit, dude.
Okay.
You know it was on the other night, right? Last night.
Oh, no, for real. They had again. I need to call my agent. Where is my residual? I need to call my publisher.
It was on last night.
Dang,
but,
man.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm proud of them, man, especially with Cheryl, man. I'm really proud of her. She, you know, she's my pride and joy, you know, because she can, you know, I throw the work at her, man, and she do it and everything else. Now she coming to her own where, you know, she'll punch a dude in the throat, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, strong, you know. She, you know, especially, you know, shout out to her dad, you know, Reverend Boyd, you know, Big Emory, Big E, you know, but, you know, and, you know, and her family that's there, man. I think that it's really, it's important, man. And like I'm saying, you know, go back to when you was young, wild. The first night you came on stage at Improv, you got booed, but then you came back the next week and killed them.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And look where you are now, man, you know. And same, that's what, and I appreciate everything you do for my artists, man. It just shows that as a family and friends, you know, you just reciprocate the love.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, man. Like I said, I tell people all the time, you know, I did an interview, AJ, with Too Short last week, and I would just want to, like, kind of amen what you're saying, because he said exactly what you're saying. You know, he said the reason why, you know, he's been in the game, as we all know, for a long time. Too Short is a hip-hop legend. And I had the pleasure of interviewing him this past Saturday at the VMAs, And something that he told me that really stuck with me, he said that, you know, he said, man, because he had received an award, you know, some type of Lifetime Achievement Award. I wasn't able to make the rest of that event. But when I spoke with him and I interviewed him, I remember him specifically saying that, you know, he was like, hey, you know, I'm always good to people. I'm fair to people. He said, I treat people, you know, the way they treat me. I treat people good. He said, because the thing is, that same cat that you sitting here acting like you don't want to work with this week, next week will be on top of you, you know. And he said, like, when he just dropped one name, he dropped, he said, Lil Jon. He said, I was working with Lil Jon when nobody even messed with him. He said, then when he blew up, what did he do? He returned the favor and started throwing me back hits. So that's the thing, like, about, like I'm saying, even working, you know what I'm saying, stuff I've been doing with AJ, man, for years. It's been, you know, tick for tack. AJ walked me into an agent's office, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I was doing my acting, you know, my comedy thing. AJ's the one who saw the talent and walked me right in the door. Okay, well, Trey, you got this. You know, let me take you over here. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like even now putting your artist on, you know what I'm saying? It's a pleasure for me to be able to do it because, you know, with your help, I'm in this position now. You know what I'm saying? I'm on CSI because of you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that gave me an opportunity, you know what I mean, to say, hey, you know, I'm going to take Trey over here. So with that type of stuff, it's the same thing coming back. So that's how we build, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's, you know, and it's good. I appreciate it, man. Like I'm saying, all you can do is somebody give you the opportunity, you just, you know, make the best of it. And, you know, you're going to have your friends and foes and people to try to talk you out of it. Like I'm saying, you know, I feel, like I said, right now, I was retired from the music industry doing film and television, and Usher's mom brought me back up to run the label, and the label is, you know, no longer. But out of that, you know, I got Cheryl. I said, if I ain't had Cheryl, I'd be out in L.A. right now. Because even I get myself on any TV show or movie, but
exactly.
I love what I'm doing, and I love the artists that I have. And I think the people, you know, like we're coming out there, she's going to have some dates at the House of Blues and the Congo Room. You know what I mean? So,
oh, man.
So
hell, yes.
Together, and,
yes.
We come out there, and, you know, we'll do it and get, you know, have you come up with your song and her and Jay Scone get on there with your song. But you got to wear that pencil.
Oh, man, that's going to be lovely. That's going to be lovely, man. Hey, look, Jay, while you here, man, Jay, while you here, we got to link up. I'm going to get you my number, man. We got to link up
okay.
while you're here. And Cheryl, I got your information. And I'm going to tell y'all how we roll pretty much. I'm going to just say it flat out, you know what I'm saying, and put it out there. You know what I'm saying? I know AJ say be discreet. But the thing is, in this day and age, competition is heavy. Yo, we emailing each other, yo. You understand what I'm saying? We recording at the house, baby. We don't need no $6 million studio, baby. Watch us get it, baby. Get on stage and burn that thing. Everybody laughing because they know. And we're going to get on stage and burn that thing up. Y'all better watch it. Long as the mic is hot, Trey Love is going, baby. Come on, y'all.
Yeah, and Drake's going to get the test of that because you, Drake, Tony, know what you're talking about because I just emailed him my electric bill.
Like, here go the bill. Hey, this song, man, I'm going to dedicate this song to AJ, man, and we're going to come back, you know what I'm saying, and go ahead and get our goodbyes out to Cheryl and Drake, man, Drake Sony, because I know they got the rope. Man, this song is dedicated to you, AJ, because this is how I feel about you in the game, man. You're a powerful brother,
man,
you're a positive brother. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, pull out the bags and be dedicated to me.
Wait, say that one more time. I don't think the listeners heard.
What you done pulled out the bag to dedicate to me?
Man, this song is dedicated to you, brother, for the awesomeness that you brought to the business, man. Look at the people you've discovered, man. You know what I'm saying? So this song is dedicated to you, man. I'm going to go ahead and play it, and then after that, you know what I'm saying, you can come back and you can shout everybody out, tell them where they can reach you and how they can catch up with your Twitter and everything. But before that, man, I know Dre and Cheryl are going to get a kick out of this. If AJ can't do it, it can't be done, goddammit. This song is dedicated to you, dog.
Yeah. 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 If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby. I'm not pressing the pussy to shut and I pop. Yeah, the bubble squeezing my pistol. I'm sure that I got it. I see the pipe of big peppers and run by fives. I'm 50 cent, I write a little bit, but I pop nine. Hell, niggas get their money right, cause I got mine. When I'm around, quit playing, nigga, you can't shine. You gon' be that next chump, then up in the trunk. After being hit by the pump, is that what you want? Be easy, nigga. I lay your ass out. Believe me, nigga. That's what I'm about. Gangsta, you can find a nigga sitting on throne. Hit the clutch,
gangsta for acting. Cause you can hit and homicide if you ask him what happened.
Oh, no.
Look who's prepping with the foe. 20 inch been sitting on low, bro. East side, west side, you can know.
Yo,
my mama saying something really wrong with my brain. If you don't rob me, then know I'm down and die with my chain.
G-Unit.
We get it popping in the hood. G-Unit. Motherfucker, what's good? I'm waiting on niggas to act like they don't know how to act. I just sip it too much jack. I blow them off the map with the Mac. Taking this all back. To that ass be crap. And Doc says it's a rap.
It's a rap, nigga.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
I ain't been in how to teach lessons to slow learners. Go ahead and act up. Get smacked in the head with the burner. I don't fight fair. I'm dirty, dirty. I'm from Southside Jamaica, Queens, nigga, you heard me.
Yeah.
When the street lights come on, niggas blasting nines. Get locked up, then read books to pass the time.
Woo.
And the game is up and down, so I stay on their mind. Niggas on my dick more than my bitch, I stay on their mind. There ain't nothing they can do to stop my shine. This is God's plan, homie, this ain't mine. I bet you niggas out, grandpa called me a new fan.
And grandma always gotta throw her 2 cents.
I'm the dropout, I made more money than the beaches. Ruthless like the coupe, but I come with more features.
I am what I am. You can like it or love it. It feels good to put 50 grand and think nothing of it.
Fuck
if I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
I'ma make it hot. Dr. Dre, Aftermath, Shady.
That was a
shady.
my comrades, how they feel, you know what I'm saying? What y'all think? Did I put it on deck, y'all? I think I put him on deck. I'm talking about what did I pull out like the crates to dedicate to him. Oh, man, welcome back to Say Love Radio. All right, so what y'all think? Y'all think I put him on deck or what?
I think AKA Alexander and Big Wayne should do a song together.
Well, like I said, man. Hey, I appreciate the love, man. But like I always said, that I want to be able to do the things that I'm able to do for everybody, as far as, you know, DOA, Derek Allen, Ralph Stacey, or, you know, my brother Johnny Gill, who always look out. And you got to play his new single, dog.
Oh,
and,
yeah. You know what, man? I missed his what you call it, man. I was supposed to go to the J Spot for his album release. I had a show that night, man. Yeah, he did a music release at the J Spot.
Yeah, you know, so people that you do things with that, you know, and a real good friend of mine, Benny Richburg, who's always looked out, and Jeff Dyson. You know, there's people that look out, man, that make me who I am. Feel me? So for me to
Hell
do
yeah.
for everybody. So it's like, I appreciate it, and I appreciate what you're doing for Cheryl. And like I said, man, she's the next big one. And everywhere she goes, she turns crowds out, man. That's what, you know, that's what makes me proud. You know what I mean?
And well, I could see it, man, because, like, straight up, when I tell you that, like, if you notice, like, hey, tell her straight up, yo, it was so tight. When I heard it on Facebook, I was like, hey, man, when can I interview that artist? Baby, sweetheart, I reached for you. That's how tight this song is. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's how powerful. Because I had it on repeat. When I put a song on repeat the first time I hear it, I mean, straight
Thank
up.
You.
That's,
you
that's,
have a good day.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, okay. Oh, somebody talking
to
you.
Hey,
this is
the gas station getting some pecans.
Hey, this is the gas station. Thank you. Hey, that's how she ends the phone.
Gas station.
Hey, when I said say hi to everybody, she was like, hey. She was like, hey.
You know, she when you meet her, she's so nice and quiet. And one day, me and her was coming from the show, and somebody was trying to rob us and stuff. I was screaming like a little bitch, and she was like, AJ, man up. And she was I was screaming like,
ah, they saved me.
She Okay, man up.
Oh, God. Hey, AJ, yeah, man,
Drake
I got to email you.
Oh, yeah, I know, man. Drake Stoney, cool. I mean, when I first discovered
what
him,
up,
he was still in flip-flops at the dollar store, and then I heard him sing. It was a rap.
Flip-flops at the dollar store.
They don't even wear flip flops. Hey, but straight up though, young lady being Southern, I mean, you know, Miami, Atlanta, South Carolina, Texas, man, I done rode them little back towns, man. And while we got everybody on the line real quick, I got to give it some more, man, because this single is so tight, man. I'm going to just play it one more time, and I've never done this. I never played an artist song twice, but it's so tight. I'm going to play it one more time, man, just to make sure the people get what I'm talking about. And when I finish this, we're going to come back and let you guys get all the information where you can reach her, where you can get her dates, her website, and all the upcoming things from Cheryl Boyd.
I'm
You know what this all reminds me of? Like, you know, artists like Usher, R. Kelly. But R. Kelly got a song I want to play real quick that kind of puts me in the mind of that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, people be all in the, oh, you know, you all mine and I'm all yours. That's fine and cool and dandy and stuff. But you know what I'm saying? Like, some people are in relationships that should stay together. We got some gossip, too, before we leave, y'all. But, you know, we try to keep everybody together. But, like, I'm currently dating three women, and all three of my women, you know what I'm saying, they all know about each other. We all get along. It's all sophisticated. So, you know what I'm saying, one knows she the main lady, and the other two, they know their places and positions. So, you know, we all play the game right. So that song that you got kind of remind me of this one. You know, if you get you an understanding with your dude, then you might be able to be in love. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, here go the deal. Like, here go R. Kelly version of it. I want you to listen to it and tell me what you think of this.
I could never be your boyfriend, 'cause you know I got a special girl. And I could never be your husband, but that don't mean you still don't rock my world. And I can take you to an island. That's the two of us. Girl, I love to see you smiling. All I ask is that you keep it hush. Girl, say my love. Girl, I love you. Say my love. If I need you, say my love. Girl, you are so fine, so fun. Say my love. But you will never be my number one. My number one. I could take you out to dinner, but there's a couple places we won't go. 'Cause number one is no beginner, and there's a couple things that she don't know. So I could take you to a hotel. We could be there just for two of us. I love you 'cause you don't play. Number one.
Untitled, y'all. Damn.
Like you just don't care.
Ha ha. Oh, we going with this one. We out of here with this one.
Tip hand still strong. Y'all heard me. This is Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy, man. I got to welcome back this young lady, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing, man, with a phenomenal single. You like that one?
Yeah, I like that. That's the first time
you
I
like
heard
that,
it.
Huh? That's the first time you heard that?
Girl, yeah, that's Trey the Love first time I heard it.
Your first interview, your first time here, be my number two. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, we just had an amazing effort, man. Me, you, and Dre. Tony going to be working together with a major force in the entertainment business, Mr. AJ Alexander. So, man, we're going to open the lines back up, welcome them back to give their shout-outs and goodbyes and let everybody know where they can be reached and how you can get their material. So everybody within the sound of my voice, make sure that you are tuned in to blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio and get your pens and pads ready and your recorders on, because you're going to need and want this information. We got next. You understand what I'm saying? You heard me, church. I'm going to let you go ahead and get your shout-outs first, Dre.
For sure. Thanks, man. I want to shout you out first, man. Thanks for having me on the show today, man. I appreciate that. I want to shout out Cheryl. You know, I see she's coming a long way. I'm proud of you already, and I know you're going to be a star. Mr. AJ Alexander, the sensei. I just want to tell everybody that y'all can Facebook or Twitter, or I got a site called Reverb Nation. I don't know if y'all familiar with it, but it's called ReverbNation.com/DreSkonie, DreSkonie. Y'all can hear all my music, see my videos, see my bio, get the press on me, and kind of just know what's going on with me.
Gotcha. All right, man. Thank you so much for coming through, man. Make sure what you do, man, is you get that music over to us, man, so we can go ahead and get you lined up, man, and get you on deck. So as soon as you and the guru, the mentor, is ready, man, we finna put you down, all right?
For sure, man. I appreciate it, bro.
All right, everybody. That was Dre Skonie, you know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for major things from that brother, you know what I'm saying? Making it happen. And last, definitely not least, and definitely is and should be and will be first, is Miss Cheryl Boyd. Cheryl, tell everybody where they can reach you, where they can go to get that hot track, you know what I'm saying? And also, just say what's up to your fans and let everybody know where you're going to be.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Mr. Trey Love, for having me today and sending my record. You guys, you can download my single off of iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, and Music Rhapsody. And I also want to give a shout-out to my main man, Mr. Dre Skonie. Thank you so much for everything that you've been doing and helping me with my writing and everything. And also Mr. AJ Alexander for all of the support and doors that you opened for me, and I also want to thank God for the opportunity. I will be at South Carolina State University October the 7th, and then I will also be here in Florence, South Carolina, at the Simrod Park. But you could follow me on Twitter, Cheryl404. I also have a Reverb Nation page, ReverbNation.com/Cheryl Boyd. And I'm also on Facebook, Cheryl Boyd, and my website, CherylBoydMusic.com.
All right, everybody. And just the guru, and again, young lady, I just want to say before I let you go off this line, the song is truly, truly wonderful, and I'm really looking forward to a lot more great things from you. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know if you've heard of an artist called Tweet. Have you heard of Tweet before?
Tweet?
Yeah, Tweet. Oops, there goes my. Remember
yeah.
that song?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. You Tweet put out a banging album. You know what I'm saying? And just like looking at your pictures and your style and the sultriness of what you got going, young lady. That Sade, that Shantae Moore, that you know, that earthy, that girth. You know, some people like just good subtle sweet music, and I'm gonna just tell you that's what you have. Because anytime you catch me like that, see, I'm going to be real about mine. People, you know what I'm saying, be talking about I'm sensitive and this and that. The thing is, I am sensitive. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a Cancer man, And I'm very in touch with myself and my feelings and my emotions. I know me, and I'm not scared to express and feel me. And a song like this one, young lady, when I listen to it, you know what I'm saying, and the words take me and the melody takes me and the feel takes me and the sound of your voice, I mean, it's just so sultry. It takes me like that. I'm going to tell you, I really look to see some majorly wonderful, beautiful things happening for you in your career. Now, before you go, can you just give us a little bit of acapella? Let the people hear you, you know what I'm saying, just bust one real quick. Do you feel like doing that for me?
All right. Let's see. What should I say?
Whatever you want to, sweetheart. It's your world.
Okay. Tell me, how do I get you off of my mind when I'm laying here with him at night and he's touching me and I'm wishing it was you? Why, when I look into his eyes, I see you looking back at me and it hurts so bad 'cause I'm in love with you.
Okay, you need to stop right there. You need to stop right now. I told you you'd be making people touch themselves singing like that. Whew. Okay, let me calm down. Let me just bring AJ back on the line real quick to go ahead and get his goodbye. AJ, she's strong, man. AJ, the girl, strong. A cappella like that. Whoa.
Hey, man, you know, I train them to be fighters, baby. You know how it go, man.
Yeah, she is strong.
You know how it go.
My God.
You know, yeah, man, but, you know, simple. You cannot find me at my two apartments somewhere that Trey was talking about. AJLive.com, AJLIVE.com. Everything else links to Cheryl, Drake, Sconey, and everybody else, but AJLive.com.
Oh, you cannot find me at two apartments, AJLive.com.
I mean, I can't believe you, man. Come on, Kobe. You feel like shit.
You know what, AJ, I really want to apologize, man. It's just that.
As long as you didn't give out the street numbers, we cool.
No, I ain't giving out none of that. But the beauty of having, you know, like a lot of times when I have old friends on the show, sometimes I had John Lasseter on, you know what I'm saying, a couple guys that I've worked with. For, like, I'm going to just say 10 and more years just to let people know how long, you know, we've been affiliated and working with each other. When you know people in this industry, like, we all have quirks about ourselves, like, little different things, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Dre called you Sinbad and stuff like that. And I'm like, damn, I was watching Sinbad the other day. And I was like, hey, right.
No,
so
no, you did.
It's like, so I'm saying, like, we all have, like, old things, like, we know each other, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I just remember, like, back in the days, like, you know, the comics, we used to be working with you and be like, man, don't nobody else, AJ, don't let nobody go down there. So it's just like, man, you had the dog. How the dog's doing? The dog's still alive, man?
Man, AJ chilling, man. Matter of fact, watching the Young and the Restless right now.
Oh, man, y'all, hey, AJ didn't play it, man. AJ has some big dogs, man. Man, okay, I'm telling too much anyway, man. But seriously, man, I want to thank you so much for I want to thank you so much, man, for taking the time to call in to the show. And also, AJ, I'm going to be sending you, like, plenty of stuff. I still got the mailing address and everything. I got the personal line. Ain't nobody going to get it, trust. But, hey, connect, man. Let people out here know I'm here, man, because I'm really doing some stuff. And also, AJ, I'm going to shoot you some comedy sketches, too. Just to keep you, you know what I'm saying, in mind for that.
I got you, man. I got you. Matter of fact, you know, like I'm saying, is, you know, I'm going to hook up with Benny Richburg, you know, and, you know, all these shows and stuff, you know, is out there, dog. And, you know, like I'm saying, just, you know, you find somebody, people may think the grass is green on the other side, but cut your own lawn, you know what I mean? Take care of your own lawn. That's how I always put it. And I think that you've done a great job of that, dude. You've done a great job of doing what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and then I'm really proud of Cheryl, man. You know, she's a hard worker, and that's what makes her her. It's like that she's a hard worker. And like I'm saying, this is, you know, she's also going to be at Barley's, I think, September. What is it, Cheryl?
Hold on. Let me get her back online because I muted her because she's over there getting gas again. What you doing, Cheryl?
September 15th, I'll be at Barley's.
Uh-huh. In Atlanta.
Wow.
In Atlanta.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to give a shout-out to Shedrick, the promoter. down in Macon. Cheryl went down to Macon. All the people in Macon, they went down there. With she did a show with Earthquake and Don DC Curry. And,
wow.
Brandon T. Jackson, Cheryl rocked it, man. So we want to give, they gave us mad love. So I want to give a shout out to the people, especially of Macon, let them know that, you know, we love them and we're looking forward to coming back. But we're going to bring Trey Love with us.
Yes, sir, and I miss them road days, man. Y'all don't understand. I love being on the road, and I'm going to tell y'all down south, I miss y'all, them Macons, them Georgias, man, all that, man. Trey Love not just coming back as a comedian, baby. I'm coming back on wax, too, baby, giving y'all so much more to Trey Love, man. I just want to, man, before I go, man, I just want to say straight up to people such as AJ Alexander, you know, my mother, you know what I mean? Like, even Carla and, you know, that crew over there, you know what I'm saying? For everybody that, Shante Gibson, Tyrese's sister, for everybody that's even put forth any effort in assisting me and helping me get where I am today. I mean, in every way. Matter of fact, Big Rube got a film coming out. Shout out to Big Rube. Shout out to, so many people. Big Rube, shoot, Greg Carter, man. I mean, the list goes on and on. I forgot to even do my birthdays today, man. Today's been such a phenomenal show, man. But Jeremiah's birthday, Big Rube got a film, y'all. I got a film premiering this weekend, man. Just so many things going on, y'all. I got a play coming up, you know, and as you just heard, I'm going to be back on the road, man, and y'all don't understand, man. I'm loving performing my cuts, man. You know what I'm saying? Really, I just told my age saying cuts. I don't even care no more. But Jeremiah, happy birthday. School, happy birthday, man. Lee Mack. To Jay, Corey, Lashley, happy birthday. L.A. Brown, happy birthday. Francesca, happy birthday. Cherry Cannon, happy birthday. Lita, Michelle Cooley, happy birthday. Selena, happy birthday. Tanya, happy birthday. Teresa, happy birthday. Teresa Howard, Tanya Powell, Boston Towns, Too Bad, Benzel, happy birthday. And Tony Woods got a birthday coming up tomorrow, man. And I just want to say to everybody, man, that's just showed me so much love, man, and helps me get where I am today. That's why I believe that I reap what I sow, man. It's going to be some stuff going on, man. I'm getting ready to get back on that road, man, and put this Trey Love out there, man. I cannot wait, man. I'm going to be in the studio. I'm going to be doing these plays, man. I'm going to just be bringing it, man, as an entertainer. And I got a couple surprises coming up in the next few months, y'all. It's something cooking right now. Y'all will hear about it later. But for now, to the people that are with me, man, we finna do this, man. We went back to come forward, and here it is, man. I want y'all to share my life with me because I'm going to share mine with y'all. This Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy, man, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful day on Trey Love Radio Facebook Fridays, man. Cheryl Boyd is amazing. Y'all better pay attention. Make sure y'all check Dre Sconey as well and the mentor, the man behind the music and the madness, man, the one who discovered Usher, who puts us where we are today. Y'all better get ready. AJ Alexander is bringing the heat. This is the second round, baby. 2012, here we come. Running right through me.
trust in me.
Trust,
baby. You're all I want. Hey, girl. You're everything I need. Hey, babe.
You're my dream and my joy. My heart belongs to you, girl. So I sat down one day and I wrote this song because I need.